Here is your food for thought. This is Jennifer Brown, Family Consumer Science Agent with the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service. How many hours per day do you spend sitting? Do you know that the average working American is sedentary for 13 hours per day? Not counting sleep, that's nearly 88% of your day. So while you may feel that you do not have a chronic disease, many of us are suffering from the sitting disease. And sitting is the new smoking, unfortunately. It continues to hurt our health because our bodies were designed to move, not sit. Extended periods of sitting has been linked to cancer, type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular disease, back pain, and even premature death. Sitting more than 6 hours per day makes you 40% likelier to die. So we need people to just get up and hopefully move more. But even if you aren't able to move, even if you can just get up and maybe have a standing desk or just stand while you're doing things, even if it's watching TV, it'd be great if you could walk in place, but just standing up while you're doing it. Standing up while your food is cooking as opposed to just always having to sit down. I know a lot of us have been taking more Zoom or virtual workshops. So when I'm doing those, I tend to stand up, because it's something that I can do while I'm looking at my computer and listening to the workshop that I'm attending. There are four main types of exercises that are recommended for adults. They would be endurance, strength building, balance, and flexibility. And adults, it's recommended to get 150 minutes of moderate physical activity per week. So you can vary the different types of exercises that you do. One day you can have your cardio workout, getting that endurance and that heart pumping. The next day you could get a light set of weights and just do some basic sets and repetitions of simple, you know, weight lifting. It can just be 1 to even 3 pound weights. Balance, you can just simply balance on one leg or different things like that to try to make sure that you are able to be stable as we continue to get older so you don't fall and hurt yourself. And don't forget those flexibility exercises. Stretching is extremely important, especially before and after a workshop. So you can do the flexibility exercises before and after workouts as part of your warm up and cool down. And it'll help you have less back pain as well. So it has a wide variety of benefits to you. You can also exercise while you sit, even if you have to be at a job where you are sitting a lot, you know, doing shoulder shrugs or arm circles, or just stretching your hamstrings or pointing your toes, lifting up your legs and stretching them out underneath your desk. These are simple things that you can do to break up your day. If you have the ability, get up and move for 2 minutes every 30 minutes. You can set your phone or your clock to remind you just to get up, and even if it's to walk down the hall and to walk back, to get up and move so that you can be less sedentary. You can also take the stairs more often, stand when you can, walk in place, do some lunges or some squats when you have a second, or as I mentioned, some people are even purchasing different things such as a standing desk to help them be more active while they're at work. Don't forget to use technology, whether it's setting that timer on your phone, using an app to do exercises, or even using an app like MyFitnessPal or Lose It to help track your food and track your physical activity. We just want to get America standing. That's the important thing. There's also a lot of local activities you can do, such as virtual 5Ks. Parks and Rec has several different group fitness classes that can be done virtually right now. There's a variety of local walking trails. The Senior Center is still offering their fitness classes outside in their parking lot, and they have recently opened their gym to a certain limited number of individuals. Not to mention all of the wonderful videos that can be found online just to help you get up and get moving. Hopefully we've given you some ideas of how you can not suffer from the sitting disease. This is your food for thought from Jennifer Brown, Family Consumer Science Agent with the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service. Thanks for tuning in.